Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Our Lord and God, we thank you that we're here today. We thank you, Lord, for these words that we have been singing. And we thank you, Lord, that you want to be a shepherd to us. A shepherd to lead and guide and help and strengthen. Help us, we pray, Lord, to make sure that you are our shepherd. Lord, we know that we need to make Jesus Christ, that one who came into the world to save sinners, we need to make him our Savior before he can be our shepherd. Oh Lord, bless us now. Help us in this time together, we pray. We pray for those who would like to have been here but aren't able. We thank you that you can bless them wherever they are, we pray. But bless us now. Help us here. We give our thanks in the Saviour's precious name. Amen. So I want us to look at the Good Shepherd and his relationship to the sheep. Some people say, and we get it in the open air a lot, we're all Christians. Or, I've always been a Christian. The number of people who have said that to me in the 50 years since I've been preaching this gospel in the open air in different places. We're all Christians. I've always been a Christian. If they say that, like as not, mustn't be too critical, you've got to find out, dig a bit deeper, but if they say that, like as not, they aren't really Christians. You see, we do not all belong to the shepherd. Isaiah tells us, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. It's my sin that makes me go my own way. How do we spell it? S-I-N. That's my problem. That's your problem. Sin makes us go our own way, wanting to go away from God's way. But God wanted us to belong to himself. How much did he want us to belong to himself? The verse goes on, doesn't it? And the Lord laid on him. Who's that? Jesus. The Lord has laid on him the sin, the iniquity of us all. How much? He sent his son to die on that cross. For me. For you. We can say, Jesus died for my sin. That's what made the difference in my life. When I realized that, I wanted to come, trust him, and tell him I wanted to serve him for the rest of my life. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And Jesus could say, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He gave his life for you, for me. That's how much God wanted you to belong to him. But then, how do we become his sheep? There's only one way to become his sheep. That way is to turn to the Saviour ourselves, to ask him to come into your life. I had to do it. My mum had become a Christian when I was about, I think it was 5 years old, something like that. But that didn't make me a Christian. My dad became a Christian, but that didn't make me a Christian. You've got to come yourself and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life and forgive you. Acts 3 tells us the way. Repent, be sorry for your sin. And then when you come to Jesus, you become converted. And then that your sins might be blotted out. God is the only one who can take your sin away. And God can blot your sins out no matter what you've done. I've told you before, I've talked to men who have even killed somebody, and I've been able to assure them, you can be forgiven of that. Whatever we have done, God is able to forgive. But you've got to come, repent, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. We then become his sheep. Like the little shepherd boy could say, the Lord is my shepherd. That's what we can say when we've trusted the Saviour as our own Saviour. The Lord is my shepherd. And we can truly sing that hymn, the Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. How many have it at their funeral? And I've been to funerals of non-Christians, and I thought, it's a lie. It's a lie. The Lord was not that person's saviour. So how could he have been their shepherd? He's got to be our saviour first. But when we're his, we can truly rejoice in the fact and say, I belong to him now, the good shepherd. So let's look at some of the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. First of all, he is a perfect shepherd. Now, David was a good shepherd, wasn't he? He fought lion and bear to look after his sheep. But David couldn't say he was a perfect shepherd. But Jesus can. He's a perfect shepherd. He's the Son of God. So that means he's sinless. It means he's unchanging. So he can't go and give a promise in the Bible to us and then say, oh no, I've changed my mind now. I'm not going to keep them to the end. Oh no, God cannot change. The Bible says God cannot lie. So he's sinless and he's unchanging and he's perfect. That's the sort of shepherd to have. That's the sort of shepherd we need. One who can never make a mistake at all in the whole of history. And he can't make a mistake in what he permits in my life. He'll never lead me astray. If we go astray, it's our fault, isn't it? Yes, he's a perfect shepherd. And then we see he's a great shepherd. In Hebrews 13, that great shepherd of the sheep is great. All powerful. That means he can keep me and help me, doesn't it? And 1 Peter 5:4 says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory. That great shepherd can keep me until he comes again and takes me to be with himself all the way through my life's journey. He's a loving and caring shepherd. He watches over us day and night. Shepherds, human shepherds, got to have a time when they have a sleep. But our God doesn't. That shepherd looks over his own day and night, every hour, every second of the day and night. A shepherd who knows us by name. That's what we want. Some of those Eastern shepherds, they know every sheep by name. All of them. You know, us non-farmers would say, well, they all look alike, don't they? Or sound alike. But, oh, no, not to the shepherd. He knows them all by name. Our shepherd does. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. He knows you, he knows me. That's comforting, isn't it? He knows all about me, my fears. Some people are afraid of birds, and they get all upset and like this, and a bird comes near. You know, I'm a bird watcher, so I don't mind them too much. Some people don't like spiders, or some people don't like the dentist, or the doctors, or things like that. Jesus knows all about my fears. Everyone. He knows more about me than I know about myself. My weaknesses. He knows my failures in life. And he knew I'd be a failure even before he let me become a Christian and receive me to himself. He knew all about it, every sin, and still he was willing to receive me and save me. Oh, that's a great Saviour, isn't it, eh, friends? A shepherd who knows all about me. A shepherd who leads his sheep. My sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A shepherd who leads. He wants to lead us in that plan he has for our life through life's journey. And he has a plan for the Christian, and he wants to lead us in that way. A shepherd who leads, he leads in the paths of righteousness. He won't lead you astray. He won't lead you into doing something wrong. His way is a righteous way, the narrow way, after we become a Christian. He leads me beside the still waters. Sometimes we need to be refreshed, don't we? Like the sheep. The Lord knows when I need to be refreshed and helped in that way. A shepherd who feeds his sheep, he knows what I need, and he provides. He's given us his word. That's where we find our food, our strength for the Christian life. And then 2 Peter 1:3, his divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and to godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us. He feeds his sheep. He keeps and protects his sheep. David had a lion and a bear come against his sheep, didn't he? But he sorted them out, caught the lion by the beard and slew it, and sorted the bear out and killed that as well. I'm not saying they were both at the same time, but, you know, different times David had the both come to him, and he protected his sheep. That's what God's doing for us. Protecting us, his sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. That's what a lovely protecting God we have. And then a shepherd who watches over his sheep, looking after us. He can see us all the time. And we still go astray, don't we? We still sin and disobey God. We all have. But that shepherd is there, watching, helping. Like the psalmist in Psalm 119, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant. That's what God wants to do. And that's what we want him to do for us. When we have made a wrong move and we've gone astray, we want the Lord to seek us and to help us, because he's watching out for us. And he's wanting to bring us back to himself. He'll cleanse us. He'll pardon. He'll help us as he restores us. Our Saviour is willing to bring his sheep back to the fold. Am I one of his sheep? We can't claim these promises until he is. And we must all make sure the Lord is my shepherd. Don't forget that finger, friends, when he is. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Can I honestly say, the Lord is my shepherd. He has saved.